Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, joining us live from Capitol Hill, as he does each week, let's say good afternoon to CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarland. Scott, amid the questions about the engagement to Donald Trump Jr., President-elect Trump selects his son's fiance, Kimberly Guilfoyle, to be the next ambassador to Greece.
There's an awful lot of connections between Fox News and this would-be Trump cabinet and would-be Trump administration. Kimberly Guilfoyle, in addition to having a prior relationship with Donald Trump Jr., was also a Fox News figure. And you can just add her to the list of people who have tethers to Fox News who are now being placed into prominent positions. The would-be transportation secretary, Sean Duffy, Fox News host. And he goes down the line. There are his disfamiliarity, Republican senators who would have to confirm these nominees have with these figures. They are Fox News viewers, among other things, Michelle.
And speaking of which, Pete Hegseth continues that somewhat rocky road to confirmation.
Yeah, his prospects seem to be bolstered, and we say that because Republican senators say his prospects seem to be bolstered. He was being dogged last week by these accusations. He abuses alcohol and had a sexual misconduct investigation in 2017, allegations he has unequivocally denied. There were backup options being floated last week, which is never a good sign for the choice of an administration. But one of the pivotal senators in all this is Iowa Republican Joni Ernst, a former service member. She has unique heft on military issues. She issued a somewhat supportive statement earlier this week indicating there's a better trajectory for Pete Hegseth. But, Michelle, these confirmation hearings are still a month off, and Democrats pledge there will be high stakes and high drama to his.
And Secretary of State Blinken testifying about Syria and Afghanistan?
Yeah, there are questions about the Afghanistan withdrawal from 2021. Secretary Blinken has been pressed hard by House Republicans to come testify here. He had defied them at first, but showed up today. And it's both parties blaming the other for that fatal withdrawal in August 2021. Republicans saying the Biden administration mismanaged it. Blinken and Democrats making the argument that then President Trump put artificial deadlines in place, which set up Afghanistan for failure. This will be an issue that will recur as long as the Biden administration is here. They will continue to take criticisms over this, but in about 40 days, that criticism likely ends as President-elect Trump takes the oath.
And, of course, your thoughts on Sunday's Eagles game.
Yeah, I mean, when you play the Steelers, there's a whole lot of animosity among people close to the McFarland family on this one. But winning streaks aren't going to be inevitable. There's going to be a hurdle, and this looks like the hurdle the Eagles face. Tough defense, tough quarterback in Pittsburgh, and the prospects are dimmer than they were the last few weeks.
All right, my friend. We'll see how it all shakes out. Our thanks, as always, CBS News congressional correspondent and Eagles fan Scott McFarland. We'll be back with traffic in a minute.